You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International Desk are go.
Welcome back to The Wire on 95BFM. Thousands of locals have protested the Winter Olympics in Milan, citing issues like the cost of living and the environmental impact of the Games, as well as the presence of law enforcement officers from the United States. Some of these officers are from a United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, branch focused on cross-border crime. The left-wing mayor of Milan, Giuseppe Sala, called ICE a militia that kills, while the Italian government has defended their presence. For International Desk, I spoke to Dr. Keith Rathbone, senior lecturer in modern European history and sports history at Macquarie University, about these protests in Milan and their broader context within Olympic history. I started by asking if he could go through the international security presence at the Olympics, especially from the United States.
So for this Olympic Games, there are about 7,000 or more officers involved in security, and a certain number of them are from the United States. And some of those officers, as we discovered earlier in February, even in the end of January, were coming from ICE, which is the agency in the United States that handles deportation, and is probably, many of the listeners are aware, has been involved in mass roundups of immigrants in the United States. So the presence of ICE at the security for the Olympic Games has caused a lot of controversy in Italy.
How does this compare to security at previous Olympics, particularly at Paris?
So the Paris Olympics were in many ways one of the most securitized games of all time, maybe only topped by Beijing. For Paris, there were about 40,000 police officers that were involved, mostly from the French police and the gendarmes. And they were, I guess, most famously tasked with sealing off the Seine during the opening ceremony. So if you remember the opening ceremony from that games, then you would remember this amazing opening ceremony floating down the Seine, the major river in Paris. For that games, they had to block off the entirety of the Seine and making that area access only to ticket holders and to a small number of residents, which was, of course, a major change right in the middle of the tourist season in Paris, and did elicit a certain number of people who were upset and questions about the whether some of these security systems were going to be permanent in Paris.
What has the response been from locals to this game's security presence? Especially, I want to ask, what has the response been to the attendance of ICE? Because I don't think they were at Paris.
So typically, American security at the Olympic Games is handled by the Department of Diplomatic Security. It's an organization that would protect American diplomats or other officials overseas. And I want to be very clear that this ICE agency, it oversees a lot of different departments. So when the news first came out, locals were incensed, and they've continued to protest up into the beginning of the games. The mayor of Milan called them an agency that kills. Of course, ICE has been involved in the death of two Americans and at least seven non-citizens living in the United States this year alone. But this particular group of people who work under ICE actually aren't involved in deportation proceedings, but look at cross-border crime. And so from the American perspective and a lot of Italian politicians' perspective, this is a different group within a kind of overarching group. But for a lot of locals, it can be hard to see the difference, and they wonder what the difference is and whether these people need to be in Italy at all. And so there's a kind of massive security operation going on, and locals feel it more and experience it more than others. Probably many listeners might have noted the kind of humorous reaction that locals had to J.D. Vance's 100-car convoy getting stuck in a small Italian road the other day. This kind of traveling security has been long been a part of American political visits overseas as well. And from the American point of view, Olympians are kind of informal diplomats, and they also get protection from some of these same security organizations.
It's not just the security, but there have also been protests about the US presence at the Olympics more broadly, along with Israel, especially compared to Russia, for example. Can you give more information about these protests?
So there's a growing concern in the international sport community about the kind of imbalance in the way in which global sport organizations like the IOC or FIFA respond to violence. Now, both the IOC and FIFA have, as part of their charters, the mission to spread peaceful relations between nations. This is part of the modern Olympic movement since its foundation in the end of the 19th century. And I could talk for a long time about whether that's true or not, and whether that's actually part of their mission that they achieve. But there is a growing number of people who, on one hand, are going, why are we excluding Russian athletes if our mission is peace? And another group of people who are going, we should exclude any belligerent, any athletes from any nation that's been belligerent. And so we'll point to both the United States bombing of Iran, their recent kidnapping of the president of Venezuela, and of course, the Israeli state's invasion and occupation of Gaza, and wonder why American and Israeli athletes aren't facing the same kind of scrutiny. Now, in some ways they are, and in particular, it's very hard for Israeli athletes to compete internationally. And so FIFA and IOC often get caught on the other side of defending Israeli athletes' right to participate. But this is an ongoing question, and one that's only going to become more prominent after this Olympic Games, but in the run-up to the World Cup in the United States, Mexico, and Canada, and whose relationship has become a lot more fractious since they were awarded that, and especially up to the run-up of the 2028 LA Games.
Is there anything else people should know about the protests at this Olympics? And also, of course, what this means for the next Summer Olympics, which is being hosted in the United States?
People should know that protest has always been a part of the Olympic Games, and that locals protesting the Games has a long history that can be connected to protests around the athletes and the countries that they're from, and so directly related to the geopolitics of those countries. And they're often also related to the ways in which hosting mega events can have negative consequences for local communities. Now, Milan Cortina is maybe less damaging to local communities than other games, but all of these things ratchet up during the games themselves as local people find themselves kind of in the center of attention and use that as a way to make their voices louder, so they magnify themselves in the context of the games. And the IOC hates this. They hate that the games become politicized by athletes. They hate that the games become politicized by local residents. But this is really important, and I promise that LA in 2028 will see these kinds of protests as well, if not larger protests.
That was Dr. Keith Rathbone, Senior Lecturer in Modern European History and Sports History at Macquarie University, on the controversy surrounding security at the ongoing Winter Olympics.
International Desk on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.